talking about sustaining drives. You need to do a better job of doing that. How do you do a better job of doing that?
Yeah, I mean, it's there's a lot that goes into that. You know, being better on first and second down, you know, is important. You know, and starting it off and putting ourselves in good situations, staying on schedule. Then you're going to put yourselves in better third downs, and I think, you know, over the long run, you're going to convert more of those, and you're going to sustain drives, and you're going to get into rhythm. You're going to change field position, you know, and eventually score points. There's a lot of things that kind of go into that, and need to do a better job of it.
How do you get Jamal the ball more? I mean, only 10 carries last week.
You know, the nice thing with Jamal is there's a lot of ways to get him the football. He's that type of back, and he can do a lot of different things. But, yeah, I mean, I think keeping the game balanced is important, and part of that is getting off to a better start and not getting down multiple scores and turning it into a one-dimensional game.
Alex, you're getting more and more action from Tony Fasano and your tight end, Fasano.
Uh-huh.
Just talk about your comfort level with him. He's got a pretty good percentage of touchdowns to touches right now.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony just, I mean, the last 2 years really feel like, you know, as far as us working together, I feel really good about just us seeing the same things, talking a lot, reading his body language, anticipating throws, and then trusting him. You know, he's a guy that you can really trust a lot of throws with. I think you've even seen in the last 2 years, I mean, the types of catches that he's made in traffic with people around him. Certainly one of his strengths. So as a quarterback, you know, you feel good throwing those balls into some of those tighter windows.
The two catches, the one at Oakland and at Denver, I mean, against Denver, how similar were those? Were those kind of the same, kind of down the seam, down?
Similar, yeah. A little different, you know, both similar in the sense, you know, a little play action and getting him matched up on some linebackers and you know, him winning.
And finally, on that subject, you know, we made this big deal about no wide receivers. But with him and Kelce, and then you mentioned Jamal, who can do so many things. I mean, does that kind of mitigate that?
It's. I mean, certainly. I mean, we're concerned about scoring points and scoring touchdowns, certainly. But yeah, I mean, it's tough. I know we've talked about it the last few weeks. It's certainly for us. Like I said, I mean, we're worried about, not really worried about who scores, just that we do score. And we got a lot of different guys that can do it a lot of different ways. You know, you see Jamal line up as a receiver and you know, catching a ball, and there's just not many backs making that kind of a play in the NFL on a starting corner. And, you know, so that'll kind of remain our focus, just, you know, spreading the ball around and, you know, hopefully everybody's getting in on the action.
You said Sunday night, I'm not sure if you said this was a gut check time, but something along those lines. What do you want to see from your guys this week?
Yeah, I mean, I just think anytime you know, you get a couple losses strung together, it's tough. You know, momentum starts going the other way, and gotta fight to reverse it. You know, I think that the thing is to go back to your fundamentals, go back to what you know what works, and that's the little things, the details. No time to panic, no time to do anything crazy. I think if anything, just more attention to detail, more attention to those little things throughout the week, and kind of a collective effort that. You know, we're going to get this thing turned.
How do you feel about your offensive line right now?
Good. Yeah, I feel great. I mean, protection is such a, you know, a total offense deal, and we're all in on it. And I know watching that film, I certainly had my fair share of, you know, could have done a lot better job in the pocket, better job getting rid of the ball at times. You know, and all of us, I think, doing better on first and second down that we're not, you know, we're not in those situations. You're not in a bunch of third and longs. You're not getting down multiple scores. And, you know, because if you are versus a good defense, that's, you know, that's the type of game it's going to be.
You guys, this happened early in the year. You guys lost two games in a row. Second loss was to Denver. You guys responded really well after those two losses. Does it help the team that you know that you responded really well already this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it does, knowing we've been there. You know, this week's a unique challenge, though. I mean, it's such a week-to-week thing, and this week is different. You know, it's a totally different team, and we got the Cardinals, and they present a unique challenge. And for us, it's just finding a way you know, to beat them, to win a game. I mean, that's it. I mean, everything we can do this week to prepare ourselves to win a football game. But, yeah, certainly I think it does help knowing that we have been there and have been able to turn it.
So, Alex, you guys do get down multiple scores. Do you have the ability to make more explosive plays and get back in those sorts of games?
I mean, I certainly think so. I mean, I think the thing is that that's exactly what defenses are usually trying to take away when they're up multiple scores, is not give up the big play. So you see that reflected in their defenses, you know, and that's their deal. They're not trying to give up the quick score and make you go the whole length of the field. And so it's that much harder sometimes, yeah.
Last one, Jordan. Hey, Alex, you do a pretty good job hiding your poker face, but and I know you're on Arizona, but the hit against that Miller gave you, is that about as good of a lick you've taken this year?
It was a good one for sure. You know, I just think the fact that, you know, so often as quarterbacks, when you're in there and you're in traffic and you're throwing, you have your guard up, you know, so to speak. You know, you're ready to take hits and take shots. And it was certainly a time there where I really felt like I'd let go of the ball and it kind of let it down and relaxed, you know. So certainly kind of caught me by surprise.
It was a whistle and lay hit now. Does the situation, you guys still kind of being in the game, you know, linemen like to take a lot of pride in defending you guys. Does the situation kind of make it tough to do stuff like that? Or how do you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I just think there's a – I mean, certainly we got a lot of guys that, you know, I think are take a lot of pride in playing with the guy next to them and you know, defending that. But it's a big game. It's a division game. And certainly with where we were at, you're trying to get back in it. So, for us, we talk a lot about – I mean, yeah, you're trying to do it within the confines of the whistles, right? And going out there within the play, dominating, and then that's where you do it.